Hi everyone, welcome back to the Infinite Potential Podcast. Today we had on Luigi Gino Di Serio, otherwise known as just Gino. He's a pioneer in his field, been fasting for over 20 years now. A true master when it comes to the body and the laws of nature and creation. He's really dived into his own scientific field in a way, which really hasn't been studied by very many people. He mentions a couple of people who he has took inspiration from, Professor Arnold Ehret in particular. But this is really a refreshing model on how to possibly live your life, which is completely different to what we've been conditioned to believe. Gino is saying that we shouldn't really be eating hardly any food at all. Very, very little. And our energy is coming from things such as prana in the Indian culture, otherwise known as life energy. And food is secondary to that in energy. So take a listen. Let me know what you think. Highly valuable content on here. And I think it might change a few of your opinion on how we should be living. Take a look at us on Instagram and Facebook. That would be great. I hope you enjoy. Thanks a lot for coming on, Gino. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about your background and your history. Where did you come from and what got you into fasting in the first place?
It goes way back. Growing up, Italian family, parents were from Italy. I was born in Toronto and raised here. Italian traditional diet. Been into the party scene, like most people, drinking and eating anything and everything and all that. And I started having problems with my back in my early 20s. But I was one who always got sick. I was the first one to get colds and flus and all that. I had bronchitis twice at 15 and at 17. Horrific experience because I drank tons of milk. But in my early 20s, I was starting to get these back pains and stuff, and I really didn't understand what it was. I wasn't a big fan of doctors, even though, growing up with all the getting sicknesses and all that, my parents would bring me to doctors, of course, and prescribe their meds and all that. But when I was it about 25, 6, I was handed a book. Written by Arnold Ehret, Mucusless Diet Healing System, from a friend's cousin, and read the book. And from that point on, I understood my life was going to change, going in a new direction, because everything made pretty good sense of how he laid it out. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but that's what was the catalyst to really open my mind and get things moving in the correct direction. But back then, as you know, there was no internet, no Google.
No.
We're fortunate to have this stuff. It's really a blessing that you have the good and the bad, but we focus always on the good of what we can do with the stuff and use it as a tool. It's beautiful, powerful tools, everybody having their own computers and access to anybody on the planet pretty much that has access to the internet. So, back then, started experimenting with fasting. And, I decided to do a 40-day fast after running into a herbalist who's a very good friend of mine now. Just searching for things. I was looking around. There was a herbalist place not too far from my home health food store. And, I went in his store and we were discussing things about Arnold Ehret. He knew about him and all that. And he says, he opens up Bernard Jensen's book of the cleansing. What was the name of that book? Bowel Cleansing or something. And he opens it up and he shows me all the pictures of the mucoid plaque. He goes, you got to do at least 40-day fast to get rid of this stuff. And I'm thinking in my head, there's just no way I have that stuff in my head. So what did I have to do? I had to prove them wrong, right? And I had to do a 40-day fast. So that's what I did. And the funny thing is, you know, I used Concord grape juice for that fast because I asked them, well, what should I fast? And back then we had this company called Wiley Brothers. It was from Ontario here in Canada. And they used to sell beautiful Concord grape juice in gallons. And I still remember it was $10 back then for a whole gallon of pure Concord grape juice. And of course, it's pasteurized, right? So I did the 40-day fast with Concord grape juice, nothing else. And I started releasing stuff within a few days. And it was the stench was horrific. It's just black stuff just started coming out, all shaped like the intestines, exactly what is in Bernard Jensen's book. And this happened till the end of the 40 days, just kept coming out, coming out. There was times when I can still almost remember the stench was so bad that I had to open all the windows and the doors of the house, and it took a while to get that stench out. That's literally how bad the stench was. It is coming from an anything and everything diet, like most people live. So, you know, not having the experience, not really understanding, not having any support, nobody to go to. I didn't come off the fast properly, 100% and all that, and didn't have the understanding. And then I don't remember, it wasn't too long after, a few months later, I got into real trouble with my kidneys and my bladder and my sciatic nerve. And they just started burning up on me. And I ended up bedridden for about 2 years. You know, looking, searching, nobody could give me the answers. Doctors, surgery, drugs. I says, no way. I'm not going that way. Yeah. So I just knew there's just no way I'm going down that route. Because after reading that book, it was in my heart that this, I had to do it a natural way because there is a way. Yeah. But you know, when you're in a lot of pain and everything, your mind's not working well, and you know, it's tough. It's very tough with no support and all that. So I was continuously, you know, searching the best I can, limited with books and stuff. You know, going to see a Chinese acupuncture, herbalist, this and that and the other thing. Many different things. I couldn't get really a remedy to solve my issue. So I was mostly bedridden that time with excruciating pain for days on end sometimes.
And was this pain like localized or was it just all over?
It was all from the kidney area all the way down my leg to my toe, bladder's on fire. So my whole spine was like an S.
Yeah.
From the pressure. And it was not fun. I could barely move around and walk, you know, most of the time. I could tell you if it was going to rain, be dead on, because the low pressure would bring on the pain much more. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, to not make a long story, but I came out of that slowly and started, you know, I continued doing short fasts every season change. I continued to try and eat cleaner and everything, this and that. And then eventually got back into the workplace. By trade, I was always working with my hands. My dad had a machine shop in our garage growing up, so I was always working with steel and working on cars and stuff like that. So I went back into auto body after one of my friends opened a body shop. I went to work for him for a while. It was a long struggle to try and get my strength back. And that was one of the worst things I probably did, going to all those chemicals, body shops, everything you touch is chemicals. You're sanding chemicals, 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 chemicals. I did that for 4 years. And then I went back to my traditional stuff, which was basically a machine shop and welding, and went into robotic machine building, a company that built machines that builds cars. And then that was really another challenging time because I was working really long hours, 7 days a week and no breaks. And I continued to do my fasting and everything and all that, but things were catching up on me, a lot of stresses in life and so on and so forth. And I was getting sick again. I was getting a lot of different problems. And then comes around January of 2000, I just said, that's it. I'm going back to Arnold Harrod's ways. completely and going back to this, you know, 100% raw, and that's it. I never looked back, and went real hard, and, you know, more fasting and the season changes and so on. I did all types of different fasts in all the years, you know, a little bit of water, mostly juices, green juices, fruit juices, all kinds of stuff like that. I was experimenting with different things, and I stayed, you know, raw for 100% raw for well, almost into the 10th year. In those years, I totally transformed, especially after the first couple of years. I had open sores all over my body from head to toe for about 1 year when I did that. All stuff just oozing out of me. And I lost a lot of weight. All family members and friends are freaking out. Well, what's going on? This guy's crazy. What's he doing? I was determined. I don't care what anybody says. I ain't going back to where I was. I got to solve this problem. So, you know, continued detoxing, this, that, and the other thing. It took me about 5 years, just over 5 years, to get rid of a really severe mucus problem that I had. Always mucus that was building. And that was incredible, because once that cleared, it was amazing. And that was a huge detoxification process, healing reaction that I went through for the last like 5 weeks. I would be coughing my brains out every night at about 2 a.m. And it would be last for like an hour or two some nights, just coughing and coughing and coughing. I had to put a pail beside my bed, how much stuff was coming out of my lungs. And my understanding is the suppression from the drugs from those two times I had the bronchitis and stuff. Mm. It's just stuff oozing out. And boy, was it painful. Like the coughing, my roommate who was living with me thought I was dying. He would be checking on me, "You okay?" Because the coughing was really, really rough. But then, you know, coming during the day and everything, people would not believe what I was going through, because I was pretty much looking normal during the day. A little cough here and there, but the severe coughing would only happen at night. And it was in the hours of the lungs, if you look at the Chinese chart for the hours of the organs. So that was a huge revelation after that. And then several weeks and a few months after that, you know, it took a while for lungs to really, you know, feel properly again, because it was a really, really deep purge from my body. And everything started going great, you know, for after that point. I was growing a lot of my own sprouts, mostly. That's the greens I would eat. And I would be growing them with diluted ocean water, because we were selling up here in Canada diluted ocean water from ocean grown. And the food tastes remarkable, no comparison. When you grow anything with diluted ocean water, the shelf life's longer, the aromas, the colors are more intense, the flavors, it's everything. It's just, wow. Can't compare it. So, you know, we did that for many years. I did a lot of wheatgrass. I was doing that for many years. But for 2 years, I did up to 16 ounces of wheatgrass a day. Wow. This was all going with ocean water, and that was a complete revelation you know, bring my health to another level. But it plateaued. Within that couple of years, it plateaued, and we understand now, because greens, you're only going to get so far. You know, I did whatever you could do with wheatgrass. I did it, and I was guiding a lot of people, you know, through that time, how to grow sprouts and all that, and you know, supporting people that wanted to go on raw food diets and so on and so forth, because that's what I was doing. That's where I was living. And, you know, most people could not handle the raw food. And even today, it's a lot of people have the challenges with it. So, you know, you do the best you can. Like, people would complain that they get cold and all that when they go raw. But I went through like about at least 2 years, if I recall, when I went raw, I was freezing cold, even in the summer. And it's just a cycle, you know, the body's going through massive changes when you change your diet and then start cleaning and implementing these things in your life. Mm. So that's the way that all started. And, you know, it was all going okay and stuff, but things started to plateau off, and having the mind I have, I'm always looking to improve, no matter how good you feel, always looking to improve. I always had a little bit of challenges always in the kidneys areas ever since that time I spent in bed. So there I always had those challenges in that area, right? And the raw foods with a little bit of fasting I was doing, then no matter what I did, I couldn't really solve that issue 100%. Up until I, like I said, I was looking to improve myself. So I started listening to all the science out there that was out there now about the sugar being the culprit for everything. Mm. Stay away from sugar. Doesn't matter what kind. Fruits and everything's bad. Voodoo. Okay,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I fell for that, went into that science. I fell really hard. And I implemented the high-fat, raw vegan lifestyle. And in and around that time, I was doing sun gazing. I started doing sun gazing. You start a 10 HRM method, 10 seconds a day, and you add 10 seconds a day till you do 45 minutes. And then you reduce 1 minute a day till you go back down to 15. And then once you're done that, which took me about 13 months or 14 in Toronto area because we don't have sun every day. Once you do that, you're done for life, and you only need to do it, you know, a few times a week.
So what is that? Explain that.
The sun gazing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're staring at the sun, you know, in the hours of the 1 hour windows of sunrise or sunset.
Right. Okay. I've seen it in India. I've seen that done in India.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Below the 2 UV to be in the safe windows. It's very, very peaceful. It's very satisfying. It's the time you spend with yourself, and you really find that peace within when you're doing the sun gaze. I still do it occasionally, and not as much like I used to. Actually, today I was doing some sun gaze. It was just awesome. But implementing that, I started working out with weights again. I wanted to see, because growing up I was working with weights and so on and so forth. I wanted to see how strong I can get. And I was just working out with heavy weights to see how strong I could get. And I got very, very strong. What I do know is the high-fat diet is very stimulating. So you will gain strength, but at a cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It plugs up your system. All this heavy, dimensional, 3D-dimensional food, it plugs you up. The high fats, the heavier they are, the more they plug you up. So being into this lifestyle, you know, it was with a friend of mine who was studying this stuff, and he was also had a microscope, so you can look at the blood, light field microscopy and all that. We were doing all that. You know, I got my blood looking amazing, but I felt horrible. In the first year or so, everything was going great. Getting into the second year, things were not, you know, as they all claim to be. And I was ignoring little signals on myself. I was ignoring them, one after another, ignoring. You know, my friends going, yeah, but your blood's looking good. You're doing well. And I'm going, I don't know, man. This doesn't make sense to me. So lo and behold, I ended up getting a really bad fungus infection. And from head to toe, it lasted about 5 weeks. And I lost a lot of weight. And it was horrific. And after that stunt, it wasn't a lot long. My friend passed away. His heart stopped.
Okay.
On the same type of diet, high fat, raw vegan. And it was a huge wake-up call, you know, when I got this fungus infection. I'm going, this ain't working. There's a few of us, friends of ours, that were doing this stuff, and I'm asking them questions, because my mind started opening up a bit again, because my memory was also gone. I was losing all my hair. My teeth got destroyed, all through this high fat lifestyle. So finally we woke up, and I went back to what I know, you know, basically just living on fruits, you know, greens, and you know, some herbs, and started taking my health back from that. And then not long after getting back on that, you know, I really discovered the dry fasting part of what Arnold Herod was talking about. He never mention it as dry fasting, but if you read his book, the less liquid you use on a fast, the more aggressive a fast. And so I started doing more research on the dry fasting. Dr. Filanoff has a book out there. It's translated by Google. It's not the greatest, but you understand the gist. And there was not much information about dry fasting a few years back on the internet either. So I started implementing that. You know, the first time I just did a 3-day dry fast, and that was an experience, you know, and then, you know, moving to 5, moving to 7. And then I moved to Italy to go to the Cash Spaceship Institute to learn the plasma science, which I was looking into about a couple of years prior to that. And my mind started really opening up when I started learning about that. And in Italy is where I decided to, I was continuing doing my daily dry fast. When I moved there, I was doing approximately 48 hours a week, 16, 18 hours a day. And then every end of the month, I would do 3 days. And then on the season changes, I would go as long as I can. So that's what I was doing when I went there. Just the same year prior to going to Italy, I did my 108-day master fast, which is a system that we all put together with all these experiences and all the wonderful teachers that we have that we've had in this experience. So the Keshe technology, which is bringing the soul together with science, the basics of how creation works, where the body, the physical body, it works on the same principles as the universe. It's a duplicate. There's no separation in that. We are one with the universe, with our creator. And, you know, once you start gaining that little bit of understanding, like we know nothing. The more, like I say, the more I know, the more I know nothing. Once we start gaining that little bit of understanding, everything starts changing. Like, you know, being on this raw diet, very, very strict, like I wouldn't touch anything cooked. And, you know, putting together this master fast with this cooked grape juice. I had a friend who came by, he was drinking Welch's grape juice. This is what triggered me. And he goes, you know, I had a friend of mine's brother who got rid of his lung cancer with Welch's grape juice. I go, I've done that, you know, 20-something years ago. It's cooked. And I had to close my mind off at that time. But then something triggered me because of what I was studying with the plasma science through the cooking process. We don't really understand it until you start looking into plasma science. We can look at nature, or we can look at the operations of the universe. And there's nature falls under the principles of the universe. Yeah. And, you know, we don't see all the answers that we're going to find are in nature, because in this matter state, there's things that we can't fully understand because we're not looking at the picture of how they develop and turn into matter, which is plasmatic side. We're looking at the effects, what's happening in matter. And this is a very limited viewing window in which our science is based on mostly. Yeah. And it's why it keeps changing. It's not based on any facts. I'm not saying I have all the answers, but what I'm saying is once we open up and start looking at the operations of the universe, everything changes. And this is where the Master Fast was developed. So I got triggered to understanding about the cooked juice and remembered the power it had for my first fast. And I started processing of how to put together something that we can work with, a structure that anybody can do. And this is how Master Fast was developed. With the dry fasting, glorified dry fast, that's part of the structure, the grape juice. But I had to come to the understanding of how toxic man is today. And we can't put him on a cooked juice and let him go. It's just ludicrous to even think of doing a juiced only fast with cooked juice, with the dark juice. They're just too powerful. They just strip. We're so built up of so much crap. When you put the body in that elimination mode, which is when you start a fast, in about 24 hours, it starts getting into that elimination mode. The body starts dumping all kinds of stuff. And anything that we've taken that's not in line with the laws of the universe or nature, your body starts holding on to. For example, supplements, isolates, drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The body just holds the stuff and stores it. And the only time it comes out is when you fast, is what I found. There's people who release drugs, whatever, or things they haven't eaten for 20, 30 years, and then they start fasting, this stuff starts coming out. So we need to have something to help this elimination and support the body, the spirit, and the emotion. Because the emotion, as we like to say, is the seed of all. And love is the most powerful of all creation. That's how all creation starts. So we use herbal tinctures, which are from spirit of the plant, to support all that in the physical, the spirit, and the emotion part of the body. And that helps. What the herbs actually do is they help remove obstructions out of our physical body and our emotional body. And these are the causes of disease. This is how we all come to these imbalances and what Big Pharma calls diseases, fictions. Yeah. I only see two things, balance and imbalance. So we strive for balance. And it's so simple when you can get this. Striving for balance has nothing to do with adding anything in your diet. It's all about subtraction. So we use all the tools of subtraction to gain balance. And we've seen remarkable, amazing transformations when people follow this simple lifestyle we'd like to call the MFS lifestyle, less is more. See, we keep reducing things slowly, methodically, through a system to help remove all these obstructions, you know, month by month, year by year, slowly transforming the body, teaching the body that it can start thriving on less. Once you remove the obstructions, that's the key.
And
once you commit and you continue doing this slowly, your body completely transforms and you start getting regeneration like no tomorrow start happening. And we've seen all kinds of cases. You can see all the testimonial videos and inside of our Facebook club, we got tons and tons of them.
Yeah.
And people living this lifestyle is just some, you can't even recognize them from before and after some. It's just the transformation is so beautiful. It's like truly a metamorphosis that happens. And it's all done through the art of subtraction, not addition. The all the things that we're using are just tools to support the physical body, the emotional body, and the spirit through the fast, because we start going through what we call healing reactions when we're fasting and the body's dumping all this stuff. And it's not pleasant. So we want to get through that as quickly as possible. That's why enemas are a must. We're continuously washing because it's all focusing on removing the obstructions, subtraction. You know, we're using the herbs and we're using what we call the plasma pudding, which is charcoal, clay, and a psyllium mix, which is a physical absorbent and a plasmatic absorbent. The charcoal has plasmatic properties. It's burnt. And the understanding of charcoal is very, very clear after you introduce yourself and start learning about plasma science. It has a gravitational magnetic field strength, which always brings things to balance. This is why farmers used to burn their fields, and they still do in the fall season, you know, or when the season's over, to re-energize the ground, not to fertilize it. That's what they're saying. It's to re-energize. They use it in hospitals for what? For when somebody does overdoses and so on and so forth. I was just talking to a friend in the jiu-jitsu class, and I was mentioning about charcoal, and all of a sudden he goes, women got to be careful when they take charcoal, especially if they're taking birth control pill, because the pill doesn't work. I go, yeah, of course. It stops the pill from doing damage.
Yeah, exactly. This
is the miraculous thing of these. These things do not do any harm. They always are restoring balance. So you're putting things that are destroying balance. These things will help you restore balance.
I think one of the big mindset shifts is because we're totally conditioned to believe that food is the primal source of energy, isn't it, for the human body in the third dimension. Exactly. In reality, is food our primary energy source?
Absolutely.
I think I know the answer, but I'll ask the master.
Yeah. We're conditioned to believe, And most of us, if we stop eating, we're going to die. We're going to die. And it's not because we're without food. We're going to go back to the obstructions. It's because our body's so obstructed and it can't deal with eliminating those obstructions. You start drowning in your own filth. If you read Arnold Arendt's book, he states it pretty clearly in there, the understanding. And very few understand that. It's not the lack of, it's the obstructions that people will get in trouble with, just like I did in my experience, my first 40-day fast, which, was not pleasant time. And, you know, it was very scary, the things I went through. Mm. So, you know, now that we have an understanding, a little bit of an understanding, we know what to do and we know what works. So we continuously, strengthen and customize the protocol to make it safer and safer for people to eliminate these obstructions safely and implement it as this whole system as a lifestyle. You know, you do 108 days, yeah, okay, no big deal. But if you're coming out of the 108 days and you go back to your old ways, you're going to plug yourself up again. And there's a few people who've done that. And, you know, they pay the price. Pay the price. Because the understanding is believing that we're missing something versus living the lifestyle of less is more. And what I mean by that, when you're coming out of 108 days or a 40-day fast or whatever the length of massive fast you want to start off with, you have to have a plan and an understanding of why you started and how you're going to live the lifestyle. So we have many options. We what we call the mini master fast options, where you can do like a 9 days on or 9 days off, or 9 days on, 18 days off, or 1 month on, 1 month off. We have what we call the hybrid, where you're doing the master fast system, like the full master fast system, and then you're doing one meal at the end of the day. You know, children are doing that. Women that are pregnant or breastfeeding are doing that. So you need to have that understanding of how you're going to live the lifestyle. And I'd always suggest that wherever you're living, change everything from A to Z. If you want to make massive changes in your health, you need to make massive changes in your lifestyle completely. Change the direction of your bed. Change your furniture. Change everything. Change the time you go to sleep, the time you wake up, change everything. And don't go back to your old ways, because if you do, you're going to have all those triggers around you and you're going to fall back to your old ways. You really have to have that deep desire within to seek balance. And I always like to tell people, write down their goals. The power of the pen is underestimated. If you write down your goals clearly for every 9 years, write down your goals for the next 9 years. So you're continuously updating and reading your goals. So you have a clear vision and a roadmap where to drive to. And nothing else should matter in your lifestyle. You want to drive to those goals, because if you don't have that, you're not gonna last. Nice. We see it over and over. People are looking for the quick fixes. You're gonna have a massive transformation in 180 days. Don't get me wrong, but it's just the start. We've just opened the doors. I tell people 9 years. Give yourself minimum 9 years, and if you haven't solved your problems, commit for another 9 years. And if you haven't solved it, commit for. This is what we do. There's no magic pill. It's the process of understanding. We have to change within and live the lifestyle of less is more. So this is the way we do it. It's
what exercise do you recommend if someone did a 100-night day fast, the master fast? Would you recommend exercise with that?
We highly recommend movement of all sorts. Nothing strenuous, especially somebody who's never exercised. Brisk walking, stretching, yoga, bike riding, light jogging, stuff like that. We highly, highly, highly recommend you move. This is another thing that's misunderstood in alternative healing. Everybody tells you need to rest. I'm telling you, no, do the opposite. I learned through my own experiences, especially with the dry fast. If I just laid around, my energy bill would be wiped. So then I started forcing myself in those days, to see what would happen. And lo and behold, the energy started going up. And they did more experiments. And then I started, doing all normal things, my bike riding, my yoga, and it was amazing. It was amazing. The energy level went up. So, you know, learning the plasma science and understanding that the lymph system is our energy system and it's attached to physicality. And because of the obstructions, that lymph system is plugged up and it ain't circulating. So how do we get it to move? It doesn't have a pump. We move. We move. And as soon as that lymph system starts moving, lo and behold, the energy goes up. You know, we have the blood system which is continuously moving through our pump, which is the lungs, not the heart. The heart's just the valve, as Eric said. Why is our energy go down when we're staying still and the blood system's continuously moving? Because the blood system's a sewer system, as it's taught in plasma science. And it's attached to emotion. And that's why it's full of oxygen and everything. Otherwise, it would stench. It's got to keep things clean.
Yes.
So the key factor is removing those obstructions, getting the lymph into that really watery type of state where it should be. And that very powerful energy transfer comes through that. And through our breath, building the CO2 with a breathing less also. Through building up the CO2. The Buteyko method is excellent for that. Teaches you how to build up your CO2 level. And the CO2 is used for energy exchange, carbon. We can't live without carbon. You know, we call a Cohen, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, and
hydrogen.
Those four are the basic structures of amino acids on this planet for all life forms. And we can't live without them. You know, when people telling us, you got to alkalize, this is another myth that we find in these sciences. We need balance. You need acid and you need alkalinity in balance. You can't go either way. Otherwise, you're going to get in trouble very quickly. So how do we find balance? We fast. We remove the obstructions. We don't add anything. It's the opposite of what we've been taught. And once we start grasping that and we start implementing fast after fast after fast, and we start seeing things transforming, energy levels go up, and we're living on less food. Wow, what's possible?
Yeah,
everything's possible. So we increase...
The kids as well, Gene, now the kids that are coming into the world now are being subjected to, like, for example, they get more vaccines than maybe someone... pill if they're ill, like whooping cough, they just give them, I don't know, whatever else. When in reality, isn't that just the body trying to get poisons out of the body, you know? What do you think? A big pharma, is there something like an agenda behind that, do you think?
Well, I don't really want to go on that end. They're doing what they're doing. I call it an industry, you know, self propagated industry, you know. I do not see any of these isolates and chemicals and drugs do anything but bring imbalance to the body and cause obstructions, further obstructions. I haven't seen the evidence they bring balance.
No.
They suppress. And when you fast, you understand how they suppress, because as I mentioned earlier about people purging these drugs they've taken 20, 30 years prior, you come to the understanding, whoa, this just is unreal. And, you know, the key of the subtraction lifestyle is how you're going to find that balance. And the functions of using a system to guide you along and make it safe and effective is going to change everything. Like we have people from all walks of life, from all different diets and lifestyles, right? That of jumping from one protocol to this protocol to a different diet to that diet because they can't find that balance. And they fail to understand, because all these things out there are done through addition. And, you know, going into raw foods, going into fruitarian lifestyle, that's the right direction. But you're going to be limited if you don't have fasting in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're eating 7 days a week, we tell people 1 day to 6 days a week should be maximum. One or two meals a day. That should be maximum when you go back to eating. So, you know, that's the whole foundation of the less is more lifestyle. And as the years go on, slowly but surely, 2, 3, 4 years, you're slowly increasing your dry fasting times, and you're slowly, increasing your dry fasting times and slowly decreasing your food consumptions and keeping it cleaner and fat-free, oil-free, salt-free, very simple. What we're looking for is the least nutritious foods, which is fruit. People are looking at high nutritious. No, you start getting to the higher thing. They're more dense, more minerals, more blah, blah, blah. We're looking for the least nutritious foods.
It's a completely different level of understanding, though, isn't it? It's understanding of reality.
Yeah. It's not about nutrition. This is what I'm saying. It's about the obstructions and subtraction. Mm. And, you know, there are people that are living on nothing, meaning nothing physical. They just switch their form of energy from physical foods to plasma, prana, light, whatever you want to call it. Everybody uses different words. I like the understanding of plasma because we have that interaction of gravitational magnetic field that we have with everything that's alive and that's not living. Like, you know, we're interacting with everything, has these fields. You know, even a rock has a gravitational magnetic field, has that imprint. It's like an individual fingerprint, and there's no two alike, just like there's no two stars alike in the universe, which is amazing. Through, you know, this is the beauty of creation. There's individuality, but we're still part of the whole. So, you know, this is the beauty of the lifestyle of subtraction. Is the only way people will come to the understanding is living it. You know, we can watch 5,000 people, you know, doing it and so on and so forth. But until you start doing it, you're not going to really gain the understanding. And many people have mentioned that to us after, you know, watching people and then started implementing in, you know, 1 or 2, 3 years. And now we've seen people, you know, on the second, third, fourth, fifth, long, massive fast, and many, many short ones, because they have the understanding and they feel so amazing when they're living on minimal, meaning on like a full massive fast. Yeah. You know, we have Maren in Germany, who's, if you haven't listened to his testimonial, that's an extreme, extreme butchery case of modern medicine. He's started his third year on full master fast. He's living it. He's not going back to physical foods. He's living on the liquids. And a couple months ago, was it? A month or two ago, I spoke to him briefly. And he finally started putting on muscle after 2 years. He was, you know, very, very thin. He was complaining. I go, just relax. When your body's ready, it'll start building. And he put on 4 kilos of muscle at that time when I spoke to him.
And that's without changing anything he was doing. He was just on the fast, yeah?
Exactly, exactly. But he purged tons of stuff and continues much less now because he did 4 years of chemo. Not too many people survive 4 years of chemo. The only reason he survived, he was drinking straight lemon juice because he said he couldn't eat anything when he was doing the chemo. That's the only reason he survived. You know, his strong will to live and... he's still going, but he's one of the most extreme cases I've ever heard. And like they did experimental surgery. They removed his lymphatic system and put catheters through him. Like, I still don't understand how he's living, but everything's possible. I believe his body's growing new lymph system because I don't know how the body can live without a lymph system. But he's a miracle. He's a walking miracle. He's one of our superheroes. But we have many, many miracles. Everybody who does a long mass fast is a miracle. It's just awesome. You read people what they've overcome. It's just one thing after another, you know. We had one woman who was born with crooked leg. It straightened out, you know. And she's 4 years old in her 40s. How does that happen? It happens through the understanding of subtraction. It doesn't happen through addition.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I used to play football, soccer over there or football here. And my hip and my groin, through repetition, it's just constant pain now. Mm. And I started fasting in February. By the end of March, it was about 80% towards completely getting to where it was when I was 16. You know, it was completely different. And it isn't 100% right, to be fair, but that was just 1 month of fasting, to be fair, that completely changed my hip. So,
It'll only get better. To back up a bit, I was in Italy. I experienced my first 7-day fast. Prior to that, it was 7 days, and that really gave me a whole new understanding of the art of subtraction. It was the first time that my kidneys completely released opened up and I didn't have any sensation or feeling of anything. My whole body was like a light. It was an awesome, amazing experience. I had absolutely no desires. So now when I do these long drives, which is every season change, I get into these states of euphoria. And it's just amazing. Then I go back to food. And then I'm just thinking about, you know, waiting for my next long drive fast, because it's just an amazing, awesome experience and feeling. It's you cannot explain it in words. The only way is experience it, you know. But this is something that you're doing over time. You're not going to jump into a 12-day dry fast off the bat. It's ludicrous and stupid. You know, we have the understanding now that the body, and only the body, can feed, hydrate, balance, and heal itself through the soul, through source. There's nothing other magic that does it. It's that understanding through our creator, through the soul. Once you correct that part through the emotion, the physicality has no choice but to bring itself back to balance. It's not the other way around. We're doing it through the physical because it's much easier for us at living in the physical realm.
To measure it, we can measure that. Yeah.
So we're working on cleaning the physical, but at the same time, it's working on all the levels. Mm. And this is the beauty and why we see the major transformations. Like, you know, we have people that were on fruit for many years and they're still plugged up because they haven't had any fasting in their lives. You know, now that we're looking through the internet, you see all kinds of things about fasting and dry fasting, whereas, you know, 5 years ago, so there wasn't much at all. I started implementing this.
It's become quite fashionable now in some of the sports as well, hasn't it? I think the UFC, the fighting and all that, they'll do a lot of intermittent fasting and going in the sauna and enemas and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, though, let's see a lot of dry fasting out there. I don't see a lot of regeneration because the understanding of cleaning out the physical obstructions as well as the emotional obstructions is where we shine with the Master Fast system. It really gives you deep purge. And talking about plateaus earlier, we have not seen anybody plateau on Master Fast system. And Marin is in his third year and there's no plateau. He still goes through some healing reactions because he's had so much stuff done to him, 13 surgeries and so on and so forth, 4 cancers, whatever the names they want to put it to it. There's only 2 things we need to know: imbalance and balance. All the names of diseases, we're not interested, because it's not going to help you heal. Diagnosis is not going to help you heal. The understanding of the art of subtraction through true detoxification is how you're going to heal, by doing it and committing. That's the difference of what we're teaching compared to what's out there.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time all diagnosis does is just spread fear and put fear into people's minds, and they buy into it and end up because of it. Just
think that you go to your doctor, you know, they just run some tests. I'm sorry, I got some bad news. You got 3 months to live. Some people believe it, and guess what? They're gone in 3 months. Yeah. And, you know, especially when you go through them, they understand this because they do the same thing over and over to all the people with similar diseases. If you have colon cancer, they do this procedure. So they know approximately how long you're going to live by them doing their procedure. They know how long it takes you to die that way. The people that choose to not do nothing live much longer.
Yeah.
Much longer. The people who choose to commit to and change their whole lifestyle and start making changes and try to get some understanding, they live even much longer and they start thriving because they start restoring balance and they start regenerating. And this is the beauty and the magic of what we're sharing.
Yeah. What would you recommend people to look into? Obviously yourself, Professor Arnold Everett and his work, Rational Fasting, the Mucus Diet Healing System. Is there anything else?
It's always good to get a view of different people's things. I like those very powerful, you know, his formula V equals B take away O, vitality equals power take away obstructions, rings very, very true. I haven't seen anybody else really with that understanding. Arnold Aaron knew about energy. He talked about caterpillars, I believe, who gained weight with no food and stuff. There's Norman Walker. He was great, huge on enemas, which is one of the big part. Arnold Aaron also is huge on enemas. There's not many books that I go to anymore. I gave away all my books a year or so ago. I really like the way of gaining the knowledge through long fasts. You come to a new understanding and you start asking the right questions and the answers start popping up in plain sight. Honestly, when you're on these long fasts, the information just pours in if you allow it. So, you know, reading other things are fine, but just use them as tools, like everything else. It's just use them as tools. The true wisdom will come from within when you implement this lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Where can people find you? What's the best way?
The www.masterfastsystem.com. And we have Master Fast System, a private Facebook club where we support people in this lifestyle. It's a private club. We keep things close-knit, and we keep everything within the club. The YouTube channel we have for public for people to see and have interest in. And this is what we do. we keep it very simple, very very simple. The page is strictly for support. We ask people to read the whole website, gain the understanding, start watching some videos, so you really have an understanding of what we're doing and how we're doing it. And once you do that, it's very simple, our lifestyle. It's very, very simple. It's there's no rocket science involved. It's once people get in, they go, wow, it is simple. You know, you're only doing a few things a day, you know, doing a lot of enemas, and it's just keeping the commitment. Sticking to your goals, driving on to your map, the roadmap that you've written out, which will keep you on track. And using the support page, which is a blessing because I never had that. People have no clue how much of a blessing it has to have a support system and people you can interact with. It's a blessing in disguise. Like, it's just amazing, amazing, amazing.
Some of the pictures on that page as well that come out, wow. They're just absolutely mind-blowing. If they don't make people change, I don't know what will, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, we see people going through amazing transformation and they go through all the ways. And the one thing is the understanding that it all comes through emotion. All those physical imbalances come through emotion. And we really have to have the love to find and bring that balance back to ourselves and allow those emotions to flow. When we're doing these fasts, all these things come to the surface, the physical and the emotional, to be balanced and released, to release and be balanced the other way around. And if we don't embrace it and just allow it to happen and we hold on to them and we go back to food, we numb ourselves back up, we're not going to get that the transformation as we're wishing for. And the other challenge people have, living in society that doesn't support this, you know, family, friends, coworkers, etc. We have people who constantly get bashed because they've gone so thin. Some people actually go to skin and bones. Everybody's different. Not everybody goes to skin and bones, but for some people, that's part of the process. They feel amazing, but everybody's telling me look horrible. And it's very hard on our emotion listening to that when we're doing this, trying to, you know, improve ourselves. And, you know, if you have a loved one that doesn't support you and you're in the home and they're eating, it's tough. It's tough for people. So if you can gather with people that are on the same page, it makes it much easier. And that's why our page is awesome for support for these people. Some of them have a really, really tough time, finding that support anywhere else. And that's why they fall off. They transform themselves and then they go back and they fall off And then we hear from them maybe another year later. I got to get back. I felt so amazing. Blah, blah, blah. We've seen, just take a peek and remember where you came from. So you have to understand, and you've learned from it, but look forward and drive to your goals. Cause it's so much nicer and easier when you're pain free. It's so much nicer. Last August, now it's almost a year, I've been taking care of my mother. And that's been quite a huge emotional roller coaster ride for myself and her. You know, she had a fall, and I've mentioned my story. So, you know, we do the best we can in the situations we're in, but we really have to be set in the goals. We really do, and we really have to commit. You know, everybody's going to cheat once in a while. No big issue, but if we're going to cheat, you know, let's try and make the cheats as best as possible, not go real crazy, start going on some dairy and some fried dough and stuff like that. You can actually kill yourself after a long fast if you do that. You really can. Fasting doesn't kill. It's the eating that kills. If you don't believe me, go to any morgue and ask the people, the last 10 people who died, last 20 people, if they were eating. I can guarantee you, 99.99999% of them had an eating lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true.
Eating is the way that we plug ourselves up and we die and we cause all our emotions. You know, when you're eating, you're creating an emotion and you're locking up that emotion through the food in the physicality. And that's the problem. The most addictive foods is the ones your mother fed you if you had a mother growing up. The most addictive, because your mother put her love into that food energetically. And you smell those foods, they just drive you mad because they're so addictive. So addictive. And, you know, they meant well. They did the best they can. They spread that love, and it was awesome. But the understanding through the obstructions of the physical cooked foods, it's just not there. It wasn't there at that time. And it's okay. You know, we have the understanding now. And you want to indulge in that stuff occasionally? You're going to pay for it. You're going to have the understanding the next morning once you've cleaned out your body of how these foods affect you physically, emotionally, et cetera, et cetera. The next morning will be your wake-up call. And you're going to have to tell yourself, do I want to experience that again, or am I done with that experience? Because the more you eat of that stuff, the more you're going to want to eat. It's a very vicious, addictive cycle, the cooked food. So sticking to the raw side is always going to be your best bet. Mainly fruits, minimal, you know, some green leaves and so on. Keep things very simple. I'm not saying that, you know, you never have to eat the other things, but you're going to pay the prices for whatever we do. You know, I'm with my mother, taking care of my mother. She's cooking her stuff, and I'm, you know, every once in a while I'll have a taste of next morning. I've done it enough times, you know, what did I do? Yeah, okay, I enjoyed it. It's fine, you know, keep my mother happy because she ain't going to change that. And so we do the best we can, you know. Right now I'm doing another Mass Fast I started. We're always on Mass Fast Lifestyle.
Cool. Gino, that's been an hour. Thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome.
And thanks for the work that you're doing.
You're welcome. So we'll see you on the page. And
yeah, man.
And thanks a lot.